The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us now on the line is Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Hello to you, Brian. Byron, how are you?
Good morning, folks. Not looking forward to 93 degrees, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know what I'm not looking forward to? I'm not looking to 5:45 this afternoon, because it seems that over the past few days, at about 5:45 every afternoon, some incredible story is released on some newspaper, the Washington Post, or alternatively, the New York Times, and all of a sudden, we got a thing going on here, and that's been true for the last three or four news cycles. What's going on in this town?
Didn't it seem like yesterday, about 5 o'clock, we were finally kind of getting our hands on the Trump leak story, the Trump meeting with the Russians story that had come out at 5 o'clock on Monday? By 5 o'clock on Tuesday, I was beginning to feel like I knew what to think about it.
Right.
And then this happened. So, yeah, we haven't had a chance to actually to really think. And by the way, neither have the voters. I mean, this is the kind of thing that if it shows up in the polls, it's going to be a while as people take time to digest.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to digest, because just about, as you say, just about the time you sort of get your arms wrapped around what the last thing was, they got another thing that's dropping. I can't recall a series of news cycles like this ever. Can you?
No, not until you're... you could go back, say, to the Lewinsky affair.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And things like that, but... this has been pretty striking, and I do think it's all of our responsibility to try to figure out, you know, the smoke and the fire components here, to figure out what's really at the bottom of this, and whether we're all, you know, getting our hair on fire over nothing, or whether this is really serious.
Yeah.
or what.
I'm sort of the opinion. I'm sorry, but I'm sort of the opinion that the leaking of information to the Russians has turned out to be a lot more smoke than fire. Don't you think?
Or
what's
your
sense about
it? I agree with you on that. Once you started hearing about it, sensing what had actually happened. I mean, we don't know if this is actually going to cause any damage to our intelligence gathering operations. We don't know that, but. And I was reading a piece by Fred Flights, a former CIA director, who kind of walked you through some of the history of inadvertent leaking in the past, because it just happens. The Obama White House accidentally revealed the name of the CIA station chief in Afghanistan. That was in 2014, kind of a big deal. They also leaked sensitive intelligence about the Stuxnet virus, about Osama bin Laden. Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, accidentally leaked classified information on drone strikes in 2009. This kind of stuff does actually happen, especially with principals like senators or presidents who are, you know, aren't familiar with the details of all of this. So it strikes me as less and less of just a hair on fire situation.
I want to talk to you about this Comey memo, and that was leaked, apparently, this memo about when President Trump supposedly came to Comey and said, listen, do you have to do this? Is this something that has to be done? It's being morphed into. He told Comey to stand down. I wonder, though, if Comey has done the Republicans a favor, because now we know that Trey Gowdy said, well, I want to see all the memos. I want to see, if he takes such great notes and he has these memos, I want to see the memo on the Bill Clinton-Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac. Has Comey maybe opened up a can of worms and done the Republicans a favor?
Well, he could have. I really wouldn't call this a leak. I would call this a release of information from Comey. Clearly, he authorized people around him to release this information. And I'm in a situation right now of not really having fully digested exactly what this means. I do know that the leaders of the oversight committees, the committees that oversee the FBI and Congress, the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee, both were surprised by this yesterday. They didn't know. They had had conversations, private conversations with Comey, at which he had a chance to tell them if he felt the president was engaging in obstruction of justice. He had a chance to tell them and did not. And then we had the testimony of the FBI number two, Andrew McCabe, now the acting director, less than a week ago, who said that there had been no efforts to impede the investigation. And so now they're asking, well, gee, did he not know? Was he not one of the ones Comey told? Or did he not consider this an effort to impede the investigation? Or what? So they have a lot of questions on Capitol Hill about this.
And this is why nothing's going to get done, though. And this is what the left is doing. Nothing's going to get done because we're going to be bogged down with hearing after hearing after hearing after press special prosecutor and this and that, chasing these ghosts instead of actually getting things done. Like, I don't know, appointing staff.
Well, the president surely, as they say in the law, he knew or should have known that there were a lot of people in Washington who wanted to keep him from getting anything done. And we're going to try to distract and damage him in any way they could. And so here it is. And he has unfortunately played into some of this stuff by just, you know, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and not concentrating enough on what got him to Washington, which, if we remember way back in prehistoric times of last year, was a promise to make the economy better, to bring more jobs at better wages into the United States. And where is that agenda going right now?
Nowhere.
You're right. Yeah. It's being consumed by the controversies in Washington.
All right. So the president says to Comey, according to these notes to the file that Comey wrote, I hope you can let this go. Yeah. He even went further. He said, I hope you can see your way to letting this go. Letting Flynn go. He's a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Would you agree with me that saying to somebody, I hope that it's my desire, it's my preference, it's my wish, you know, that this thing could just go away, is very different than turning to the director of the FBI and saying, I order you to shut down this investigation?
Well, without a doubt, it was a soft request.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's not a request the president did anything about until he fired Comey. But apparently it was a soft request.
I just want to stop you. You linked those two things, the firing of Comey and this previous conversation, which was memorialized in a memo by Comey to the file. But don't you think the president knew that by firing Comey, it would have absolutely no impact on the Flynn investigation?
You have to believe that. You have to believe that the Flynn investigation and the larger Russia investigation, it's not going to stop it. And by the way, there were people in the White House team, the Trump team, who wanted to fire Comey on day one.
Yep.
I mean, during the transition, they were talking about firing Comey. And in retrospect, they're probably saying, Mr. President, you should have done it on January 20th, right after taking the oath and before giving the inaugural address. You know, mm-hmm. You should have stepped off the platform and fired Comey.
Well,
but he didn't do that. So we are where we are.
We're going to have to leave it right there. But, let me just give you a piece of advice, Byron. You can take it from me. Take the rest of the day off. Check back in about 5:45. That's all you got to do in this town right now.
I'll be taking a nap. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you very much. Byron York with the Washington Examiner.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.